Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh, God. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Shay. We've got Jay Moore. We've got you on draft day. Right here on Chicago's home for sports. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for watching our show and all the shows here on ESPN 1000. Cap, we finally made it. Since the Super Bowl, we crawled, we skipped, we ran, and we finally made it. Here we are on April 27th, draft day. My friend, congratulations. You and I made it. All the Bears talk, all the rumored innuendo, it finally comes to a head tonight.
I'm excited to see what our Bears do. I'm excited for a new era of Bears football. Just don't screw this up. Get a solid cornerstone player. I don't need you to hit a grand slam at 9. I don't need to wake up to go, oh, we traded 9 to 12 to 17 to 24. We got 8 other number one. No, I don't need that. Get me a cornerstone player that when I wake up early tomorrow, I come in here to work with you, and I go, that guy's going to be a leader in the room. We don't have any of those other than Justin, and he's unproven in that leader role as a star. Somebody that could protect him or rush the other quarterback. That's what I want. Nolan Smith, Paris Johnson. That's what I want. I want to wake up tomorrow and go, okay, we got a building block. Don't overthink it, Ryan.
That's exactly right. When it comes to the Bears, you don't have to out-dumb the room.
Correct.
It's one thing to be able to trade out of one, which is a whole different set of testicular fortitude to say, you know what, we don't need the number one pick. We need a first-round draft pick, but we want to be able to have some difference makers. So we go with DJ Moore, and then you get into free agency, and you take care of your linebackers. You try to take care of the offensive line. There's a number of things that Ryan Poles has done. But when it comes to the number 9 pick, Cap, I don't need checkers at this point. I need to have chess. Which means that at 9, you find that difference maker, that cornerstone. What I want the Bears to do is take care of Justin Fields, and that's on the offensive line. If you do not do that, take care of the weakest position on the field in my lifetime, based on what happened last year, and then take care of that defensive line. Because the bread and butter of Chicago Bears football for many years has been running the football and playing strong defense. Cap and I, and I know you've gone through this as well, we've seen some horrific Bears teams, terrible Bears teams. Bears teams that weren't even trying to tank, just bad Bears teams. But yet those teams had some balls when it came to playing defense. They gave a strong effort, even though the team wasn't very good. Well, in this situation, what I saw last year was a defense that not only wasn't it would bend, break, burst, they did everything poorly defensively. The old bend, don't break, that was not the case with the Bears last year. They were awful last year defensively. So take care of your needs, offensive line, defensive line. And then the rest of the draft, you go from there. But tonight is a big night for the Chicago Bears. It really tells the story of the direction of the Bears for the future.
I want as close to a sure thing as possible. There never will be a total sure thing. Never. Injuries, all of it. You don't know how guys are going to react who come from very little and get millions of dollars. Some guys, it lights a fire under them to get the next contract and to win and achieve. And some guys, I ain't got my money. I secured the bag. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, we saw guys make business decisions against, what, Dallas and Detroit last year.
Brother.
I ain't tackling that dude.
Brother, I told you I was in an Austin bar watching the Bears against the Dallas Cowboys on my fifth or sixth Lone Star beer. And I'm sitting there with Peacock and I go, yeah, we're leaving. Yeah, the game. I said, it's the fourth quarter. They're done. They have tapped out. I've never seen a Bears team just fold up the cards. It's like, yeah, this is not our day.
Correct.
The Bears, defensively,
correct.
No shot.
So
horrible.
I want guys who 3, 4, 5 years from now, when the next great prospect rolls in, here's how we do things in Chicago. We do this. We do not do that. I want leaders. We don't have any of them.
Nope.
I need an Urlacher, a Kreutz, a Tillman, a Briggs, a Brown. Guys that help. Tommy Harris help people. Those types of guys. Reuben Brown we brought in here. He wasn't a draft pick. But those leader types, that's what I want. And so, for me, I can't draft Jalen Carter. Can't do it. Paris Johnson, he's an anchor right on my offensive line. And if he's healthy, I got him for a decade. Nolan Smith, he rushes the quarterback. He's an amazing young man and a great leader. He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm good there. Skoronski, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Darnell Wright at Tennessee, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me with the 9th overall pick, and I'll be at Soldier Field, and I will not bite my tongue. I won't do it.
Oh, boy.
Chicago Bears select Bijan Robinson, and he's an amazing player. I pulled up like a 30-minute highlight video of him yesterday, but it wasn't just highlights. It was play after play. That guy's a great football player.
Mm-hmm.
He is. And if you want to trade back in and get him at 26, have at it. 9?
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You get out of there, Bill Bixby.
I'm not taking a running back there at 9 on this team. I've got holes all over the roster. I have to address what fixes the Justin Fields question faster. Protect him.
Yes, no question about it.
So give me one of those guys. Skoronski, Paris Johnson, Darnell, whatever it is. If you don't take him and you take, oh my God, Tyree Wilson or Will Anderson fell to us? Take him. I don't think they will, but take him. Nolan Smith, take him. Just don't take Jalen Carter.
Okay, well, since you brought up Jalen Carter, let's talk about this.
Okay.
Because Mike Greenberg had something to say to Wallen and Sylvie about Jalen Carter. But let's go back to our original conversation. First week in March, I'm in St. Louis. You're
mm-hmm.
in studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a really great conversation with our audience about Jalen Carter and how you view Jalen Carter. In that, if you're the Chicago Bears, and you know what, again, ad nauseum, we've talked about what happened in Athens, Georgia, where there's two people that he knew that died in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And just the whole thing of whether or not Jalen Carter was avoiding police. There's people pushing him out of the way. Hey, Jalen, you know, you're going to be successful in the NFL. You don't need to be around this. Get out of there, right? And then there's more information along with that. And we talked a lot about whether or not the Bears would have the infrastructure to be able to surround this young man with love and support. Because
mm-hmm.
I think that's for any draft pick. But because Jalen Carter saw two people perish before his very eyes,
mm-hmm.
It's a little bit different. And again, it comes down to two things. One, can he be able to move forward from this? Or two, does he get himself into trouble? Does he find himself into more trouble off the field? And I don't know the answer to that. And I said to you yesterday when we did our mocks, when we showed our mocks to everybody, we were talking about, I said that Jalen Carter would be a perfect fit at 5 for Seattle. We're talking about John Schneider, a longtime general manager with Seattle, and the same thing with Pete Carroll, a guy that has been around ne'er-do-wells and some of the dregs of society and some of the very best in his career. He's seen it all, right?
Yep.
So if anybody could take care of him, it's a tenured head coach like Pete Carroll. Well, I want to make sure it's very clear. I'm not casting any aspersions on Jalen Carter. I'm just talking about the resume. I think a really solid player that has some upside to be even better as a pro, but also what happened off the field. Now, Jalen Carter was the topic of conversation on Waddle and Sylvie with Mike Greenberg, in which you can hear him weekdays after we're done from 10 to noon here on ESPN 1000. He's got intel.
They're going to take Jalen Carter.
Do you think he's going to be there at 9, Mike?
I do. I think he's going to be there, and I can tell you Let me make it clear. I am not an insider, none of that. I'm telling you what the buzz is everywhere here, because I've been here since yesterday, and all of the buzz is that Jalen Carter is going 9 to Chicago.
Thoughts there from Mike Greenberg. Now, there's two different things there in 35 seconds, he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
He would be there at 9, if available, if wanted. He'd be there. Then on the back end says that all the buzz I'm hearing is that he'll be there at 9. Those are two different things, Cap.
Okay, so Mel Kiper has him as the number one prospect in the draft, talent-wise. Talent. We always know quarterbacks are going to go first because they're the hardest to find. Three techniques don't grow on trees now. This guy's a monster physically. He is. And he may turn into Warren Sapp and go to Hall of Fame. I am concerned about a guy who, in the biggest moments of his life, can't get through his pro day because he's not in shape. Honey, we would like to audition you for the biggest opportunity of your life. And you walk in here and go, I didn't watch any sports yesterday. I didn't do any prep. What? Why should I hire you then?
I still got the job anyway.
Exactly.
Still here every morning.
Correct. You and me both.
Yeah.
So that concerned me. The drag racing thing obviously is a concern. We all made stupid mistakes at age 22. That one's a concern. The biggest concern for me is people I trust, like Dan Hampton, Rod Marinelli, others who have looked and said, if you don't have a motor, like Hoodie, you have a motor. This dude is up at 4. He's in here. He leaves. He goes and does a game. Then he does a wrestling show. Then he does. You have a motor. Someone could say they don't think you're good at this or they don't agree with your opinion. That's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. You have a motor.
Sure.
I don't believe this guy has that kind of motor. And so you drop him on the Philadelphia defensive line and Hassan Reddick and all these other guys, they hold him accountable. We don't have those guys.
That's fair. And again, that comes down to infrastructure. Do you have that for veterans to pull the nose up on him and say, all right, let's go. Like, this is our standard.
Correct.
Reach the standard.
Correct.
I understand.
So I don't want Jalen Carter at 9.
I'll tell you my feelings because I'm a Georgia football fan. And I've seen a lot of snaps, if not all the snaps, from Jalen Carter. And I think he was surrounded around a really strong defense. I think that he is part of a very strong defense. He might have been lost in the sauce because look at the rest of that defense for Kirby Smart. One of the reasons why they're national champions again is because of their strong defense. And so when I look at Jalen Carter, I say, was Jalen Carter spectacular as a player? No, because you've never heard me say that. I've always said he's a solid player with a lot of upside. And again, that means that you get into the NFL training camp and they look at your skill set and they said, let's accentuate the positives and hide the negatives. So let's, and again, off the field is a whole different story. On the field, could he help the Bears? Absolutely. But again, who can help him? Who could surround him to be able to get the most out of him? You don't have that on this defense. That's the whole difference.
Correct.
That's it.
If I drop him on, take a lousy team, drop him on Washington. They do have some veteran defensive linemen now. Deron Payne is a freaking beast. They just paid him a fortune. Montez Sweat, Chase Young. Like, those are really talented football players.
Chico will take care of them.
Ronnie Rivera will hold him accountable.
Yeah.
We don't have those guys here.
So as much as it would be cool to have another Georgia guy on the team, I understand that point of view. You don't see me pushing for Carter at 9 because I understand what's going on. The Bears aren't ready for that. And I say, and again, not to say that once you put us on a uniform, you'll be a monster, talking about just a bad guy for society. Oh, you can't give him a Bears. No, it's not that. It's just that from what he's gone through, he needs support. He needs help, clearly.
Yeah. If I'm Ryan Poles, I have got to take somebody that I know is rock solid as a human being and is a damn good football player and fills a need on my team. All of it together. Best player on the board? Who is he? Is he an offensive lineman? Is he Nolan Smith who can get to the quarterback and some compare to Khalil Mack? That's what I'm talking about.
Bears fans, it's draft day. If Jalen Carter is available at 9, like Greeny says, are you taking him or are you Team Cap? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Again, it's draft day, and there's a lot of possibilities for the Bears. What if they take Jalen Carter? or you go someplace else if you're the Chicago Bears. This is the last day we can talk about it because today is draft day, right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
With the ninth pick in the NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select.
Tune in.
Draft day in the NFL and draft day on your new home for everything Chicago Bears. Now back to Cap and G Hood, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and J Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000. Our draft coverage is brought to you by Connie's Frozen Pizza. And there was Mike Greenberg on with Wallen Sylvie talking about Jalen Carter. How about this?
They're going to take Jalen Carter.
He's Do you think he's going to be there at 9, Mike?
I do. I think he's going to be there. And I can tell you, let me make it clear, I am not an insider, none of that. I'm telling you what the buzz is everywhere here, because I've been here since yesterday, and all of the buzz is that Jalen Carter is going 9 to Chicago.
The thoughts there from Mike Greenberg. He hasn't heard anything, he hasn't read anything, he hasn't seen anything. Hembo, I haven't heard anything, I have no idea, but he says he's been hearing the buzz that Carter will be there. Now, again, two different things at 35-second soundbite. You heard what he said at the front end, and then you heard him say definitively, yeah, the buzz is that he'll be there at 9. And I don't doubt that he'll be there at 9. I'm just saying that coming in, before we knew what happened in Athens, that was a top 10 talent.
Okay, so I'm going to watch one of my favorite movies today, Draft Day. That's right. Very accurate movie. And when he's talking to the guy in Jacksonville, hey, who's that kid GM down in Jacksonville? And he said, tomorrow, you're going to wake up, somebody's going to look like a donkey.
Every year, someone comes out of this looking like a donkey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good, because tomorrow I got a feeling it could be you if you don't make this deal.
If you're sitting there at 9, and this guy, Mel Kiper, is the number one player in the draft, and he's still on the board at 9, that doesn't give you any concern? Why'd all these other teams pass on him? That's what he said to him. Why'd you pass on Callahan? Why is everyone passing on him? Because I think he's a bust. That's what Sonny says. Now, Jalen Carter is wildly talented. Wildly. You watch him. That's your favorite team in the world other than the White Sox. Why is he still sitting on the board at 9 if he's such a...
Watch it.
Effing slam dunk?
Because of the talent. And because he was around the best defense in college football.
Okay, so look at the teams that are ahead of us in the draft now because we made that astute trade. Mm-hmm. Okay, at number 2, because we know quarterback's going 1. Yep. They traded up to get 1. D'Amico Ryans is pretty highly regarded as a defensive guy.
Yeah.
The new coach in Houston.
Yeah.
Why are you leaving him on the board? Okay, if he's not going there at 3, they need defense big time. Why are you leaving him on the board? Go to 4, they're going to take a quarterback, the Colts. At 5, Seattle wants defense. Why are you leaving him on the board? The Lions, they want to improve their defense. Why are you passing on him? Josh McDaniels is an offensive guy, but he's a pretty damn accomplished guy in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you passing? He's sitting there at 9. Am I the fish at the table? That would be my concern, like in a poker game.
Without the incident in Athens, he's taken top 3, top 4 in this draft.
Probably right.
But you asked the question, there's your answer.
Correct.
If it wasn't for the incident in Athens, it's what we talked about even before the incident. Before, we talked about this after the Super Bowl, trying to figure out what the Bears are going to do. We said Jalen Carter because he was going to go top 3. But now there's going to be slippage. No question. Now, just because Drew Rosenhaus thinks that his agent thinks he's going to be a top 10 guy.
No, I'm not going to call him. Yes, I will tell him in the green room to keep a stiff upper lip and to maintain a positive attitude that we're going to be drafted any second now. And yes, I'll be on the other line calling teams and saying, you better pick this guy right now because I'm talking other clubs that could potentially take him.
Yeah, so, I mean, just because he thinks he's going to be a top 10 doesn't necessarily mean that he will because of the incident. There are some that don't have the infrastructure to handle what happened with Jalen Carter off the field. And or not in a position to tutor him to be the best that he can be. because, like the Bears, i.e. the Bears. You don't have enough because you're so young and so thin on the defensive line. Well, so, you know.
Well, you have to have cornerstone guys that run the locker room.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who are those guys that we have?
Exactly. Jack Sanborn. 312-332.
He's an undrafted rookie.
ESPN.
Like, I have Brisker and Gordon on with me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be at the Dr. Pepper stage at Gato at Soldier Field tonight. Bleck and Abdallah are at another stage. Waddle and Sylvie are doing their show out there. I'm excited to be out there. I am. Brisker, Jaquan Brisker's coming over. And Kyler Gordon. I'm going to talk to both those guys. I'm excited to get their perspective, but they have played 1 year on a 3-14 team. They are not the guys that are running the locker room yet.
Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. In Gray's Lake, here's Jamie on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I Carter is not my preference at nine, but I would understand the decision. The thing that bothers me the most, Cap, if you have guys like Rod Marinelli and Dan Hampton telling you that this guy doesn't have a motor, doesn't that go against everything Poles and Eberflus have ever told us about the culture they're trying to build with the HITS principle and hustle and intensity and all that? Like, it just makes everything they've said not true. And so that's honestly what would bother me the most if they were to take Jalen Carter at nine. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
It's a great, great perspective, Jamie. Now, the question is, though, did he get just mentally, oh, my God, the drag racing thing and two friends of his die? And that can really affect someone. And maybe if you look past, he paid his legal debt to society. And maybe if you get him in the right system with the right coaches and the right mental skills coaches, oh, my God, the talent. We took this kid from nowhere, and look where he is now. He's a Hall of Fame player. Like, he's got all the talent in the world.
Yes.
I just can't take him here.
Alan Naperville on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Al.
Hey, good morning, boys. Thanks for having me. I mean, I do think we have to remember that we also just spent a bunch of money on linebackers, and I do think, one, that those two guys can be the leaders that you're looking for in that locker room, and also the leaders that, you know, Jalen Carter could potentially need. You know, a second point to that is that, you know, we need somebody to take up the blockers from those guys. You know, when you're playing linebacker, if you got guys in your face, you can't, you know, free flow. And the whole reason of spending all that money on those linebackers is so they can run sideline to sideline. Well, Jalen Carter fits that mold perfectly.
I don't think there's any question about that. And, you know, everyone has an opinion. So I'm not going to rule out to Dan Hampton's opinion or Rod Marinelli and what they have to say about that young man. I'm just telling you that someone that has watched college football or watched Georgia in particular, I believe that there's upside with the young man. And whether it's the Bears or someone else, he will help them. As long as there's no issues off the field, I think that Jalen Carter is going to be fine. And he understands, too, when we watched Real Sports at HBO and saw what he had to say, I thought that he understood clearly, like, yeah, there's going to be questions. I wasn't questioned that much about it. But he said at the same time, he understands why there would be concern. So he's smart in that regard. He understands that. And I think that he's got a good football IQ. It needs to be brought out of him, though, clearly, on the next level. More of your phone calls coming up, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. You have a reason to keep it right here on ESPN 1000 and all of our platforms here at ESPN Chicago, because it's a big day, draft day. We've got dreams, we got nightmares. We all have them when it comes to our lives. But what about for football, dreams and nightmares? We'll get into that coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox continue their losing ways with an 8-0 loss in Toronto. 24 consecutive innings without scoring a run. Dylan Cease will be on the mound tonight at guaranteed rate against Tampa Bay. That is a 6-10 start right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The Cubs lost a back-and-forth affair yesterday at Wrigley Field. They lost 5-3. Fernando Tatis with three RBIs. Trey Mancini with a two-run homer. The series ends today at Wrigley Field at 1:20. The Heat were eliminated. The Heat eliminated the number one seed Bucks last night, 128-126. Jimmy Butler scores 42 in 46 minutes, 98 points in the last two games. So the Heat take out the number one seed, Milwaukee Bucks. Jay Moore.
Draft Day in the NFL and Draft Day on your new home for everything Chicago Bears. Now back to Cap and G Hood, ESPN Chicago.
We're talking to you about the Bears in the NFL draft right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000, with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. We will crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko at 10 o'clock. They'll be live from Kansas City to start in the spot for the NFL draft. And boy, Cap, we are going to be busy all day here on ESPN Chicago. So Carmen and Yurko from Kansas City today and tomorrow from 10 to 2. Waddle and Sylvie, they're going to be live from Soldier Field from 2 to 5:30 on the ESPN Chicago app till 6. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer will take over on the ESPN 1000 app and on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN Chicago. From 6 to 9 with visits from DJ Moore, Cole Komet, and more. Bleck and Abdallah will be hanging out at the Bears alumni, with some of the Bears alumni, on the YouTube channel for ESPN. That's youtube.com on the ESPN Chicago channel. You should subscribe to that. That way you're not missing anything today. Cap will be out live hanging with Bears alumni at Soldier Field. You could also check out Cap on his own YouTube. It's R.E. Cap David Kaplan. The Recap. David Kaplan from 6 to 9.
Yep, just go on Google or go on YouTube and just put in David Kaplan, R-E-K-A-P, Recap. And we will stream the stage I'm on with Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon, Thayer and Joniak, and others. I think I have a segment with Waddle and Sylvie. It will all be live on my YouTube page, so you can subscribe for free and watch it. I got a question for you.
Don't forget also, Peggy, before you get to that question, Peggy and Jeff Miller will be hosting a watch party from 7 to 9 at Yahtzee's in Wrigleyville, presented by Tullamore Dew. So, I mean, there's so much going on. But again, hit that subscribe button, not just for Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, but also YouTube on the ESPN Chicago channel. Sir.
So let me ask you guys this question. The Jacksonville Jaguars, is this a possible? I'm not saying they're going to, but in their mind, is this a championship-type season?
You're building toward it.
Correct. They now have their third-year guy in Trevor Lawrence. They were successful in the season last year. Shea, do you think for Jacksonville, like, hey, man, we're pushing our chips in now. It's time to go. Time to make a run here.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Cam Robinson, their starting left tackle, is getting suspended for PEDs. Their other starting tackle, Juwan Taylor, they let him leave. He signed for $80 million somewhere else. What if they called you up, their pick at 24th, and they said, hang on a second, we need Paris Johnson Jr. We'll trade you 24, and we'll give you our second-round pick, and we'll give you another first-round pick. You going that far down? Is there a price that they could pay to get 9?
No, I'm good at 9. But thanks, though. Thanks for the offer. So long. I'm busy. I got other deals to make in the second and third round. So thanks, Jacksonville. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Thanks very much.
Just throwing a scenario out there. They need a tackle. They're all in. Can I fleece them for a satchel of picks?
See, again, the difference between you and I, you're all about the checkers trying to win quickly. I play chess. That's who I am. There's a difference, pal. I have 9. I already did the deal for 1. I got out of 1. I got a wide receiver that could be a cornerstone for this franchise, the best since Johnny Morris.
Mm-hmm.
And I also were able to do some damage in free agency with my linebackers. I made a few moves. Now it's about playing chess. I did the checkers. You're trying to still play checkers on draft day. Sorry. I'm playing chess now. There's dreams and nightmares when it comes to everything, but definitely in the National Football League. When it comes to this draft, there's dream scenarios and nightmare scenarios. Cap, the dream scenario for me is for the Bears to do right by staying at 9 and getting what you need. And if that means Skoronski, if that means Paris Johnson at offensive line, I'm totally fine with that. Because, and Johnson in particular, because of his flexibility, the ability to play guard or tackle. And I like that. He could do either one. He excelled at that Ohio State, so I like that. That's a dream scenario for me. A nightmare scenario for me would be them getting the running back, Bijan Robinson. I don't think that that is something that is necessary at this point in time at nine. This pick is huge. This draft's huge, but this pick is huge. This one should be as close to a home run as possible, if you can. And again, it's all a crapshoot. I get that. But I just think of in this scenario, you don't out-dumb the room. You don't need to do that. Get yourself someone that can help you today versus saying, you know, the best on the board is a running back or a quarterback. Don't do that. Just get what you need. And then if you want to just do your checkers thing by moving some picks and doing all that, and that's why God made Saturdays. You can do it then.
So my nightmare, I wrote it all down here. My nightmare scenario is we take Jalen Carter, that we're the fish at the table. And at nine, we take him. I may be wrong, and he may end up turning into the greatest three technique ever. He's better than Aaron Donald. I don't think that's going to happen, but he's got all the skill that the good Lord gave him. I have too many concerns with a building that is not yet built with leaders that hold him accountable. No. And it can't be coaches. It's got to be players. So I do not want him. I do not. I also do not want to hear, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. There's the little jingle. Thank you. Chicago Bears select Bijan Robinson, running back, Texas. I'm not telling you he's not a great player. I'm not drafting a running back on this team at nine. And I know he's a good player and he can catch passes and all that. I need building blocks. Nolan Smith, Paris Johnson, Tyree Wilson, Will Anderson. Somebody's going to be on that board at nine. Mm-hmm. For me to trade out of it, it's got to be a really, really impactful deal. Like, okay, we have to do this. Like, we cannot not do that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, don't tell me I got an extra third and I gave up the number one offensive lineman and I got the fifth guy on my board. No. Oh, I'm getting their number one next year? In. Now I'm listening. So I want my dream, Paris Johnson, Tyree Wilson, or Nolan Smith. Yeah. One of those three.
I think that would be the dream scenario of being able to take care of a glaring need. It's like a big red flashing light on that offensive line and definitely on the defense. Again, I know it's an offensive league, but folks, you still got to be able to get to the quarterback. We didn't do that enough last year. Shay, here's a question I've not asked you this whole process, right? There's something I've never asked you regarding the draft. Out of everything that we've talked about Bryce Young and Bijan Robinson and Will Anderson from Alabama and Tyree Wilson, Stroud, Jalen Carter, a little bit on Weatherspoon, the corner. Like, who is the best player, the best athlete in the draft?
Probably, well, the best athlete is Anthony Richardson, bar none. But the best player is probably Jalen Carter.
Anthony Richardson's a better athlete than Bijan Robinson?
Yeah, easily. He tested like one of the great athletes ever at the combine.
That is true. That is true.
He is by far the best athlete in this draft.
Now, here's a question. Like, is that a combine guy or is that every Sunday guy? And I don't know the answer to that.
Who's the most talented player in the draft?
Jalen Carter.
Disagree.
That's something we have not talked about. Like, I can make a case for Will Anderson. I can make a case for Tyree Wilson.
Bijan Robinson.
I can definitely make a case for Bijan Robinson. But
no doubt.
This is why, folks, this whole thing with the draft, there is no definitive one.
But this is why it's also the greatest, because there's just so many ways to talk about what we want. Like, we're talking about dream scenarios, and I'm still the guy pounding the table. It's Jackson Smith and Jigba no matter what for me, because I want the double down on wide receiver. I think that's the way that you protect the young quarterback, that you make things a little easier on him. I think you have an offensive line that can be middle of the pack or better, and you can take some pressure off of them by opening up the field and spreading things out and getting things away from the football instead of bringing things in. I definitely don't want a running back. The nightmare is Bijan.
Yes.
Yeah, I do not want Jackson Smith and Jigba at nine if one of those other guys I mentioned's on the board. If somehow, some way, Paris Johnson's gone, Will Anderson's gone, Tyree Wilson's gone. Now it's my nightmare scenario. All my guys are gone.
Well, here's the thing. You didn't ask me, but I'll just say this. When it comes to Njigba, like, I'm not turning the table over if the Bears took him at 9. Now, this is what Shea's been talking about for months here, because he likes the Cincinnati model.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, yeah, your offensive line isn't very good, but boy, we got weapons. If you can just get the ball out, you got 2 or 3, 4 options to go to. Now, again, we got to make sure that Justin's ready for that.
Right. They got Joe Burrow. Justin's not Joe Burrow yet.
But maybe he can be.
Right. That's what I... Like, I don't know. Jalen Hurts wasn't Jalen Hurts until they got the wide receivers. And I get that they had a much better offensive line, but there's also one first-round pick on that line, and he was from 10 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is why this is very interesting, this whole thing, the whole process with the draft. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. And by the way, Cap, if the Bears get our dream scenario, I'll get myself a Bears hoodie that fits.
That one's a little big on you.
Yeah. It, once upon a time, you see how big this is now?
Yeah.
So I've been working.
Enormous. My God.
I know. Frank is on his way to Kansas City for the draft, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Frank.
Morning, boys.
What's
up? Oh, my God, I do exist. I exist. I thought you guys forgot about me.
No.
Why would we forget about you? You're the most important thing in our world.
You're right. I mean, I got a car full of boys. We're heading out to Kansas City for this draft, baby. Let's roll, huh?
And by the way, I was lying about that, but go ahead, Frank.
Okay. All right.
What do you got?
I don't know. We're a little divided here in this car. I got Nolan Smith or nothing. This boy, Chase. He's got Paris Johnson. I mean, he played offensive line at North Central, so a little biased.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, what do you guys think? I think it's Nolan Smith. What do you think?
He'll be there at 9 if you want him, I believe.
Unless Atlanta grabs him at 8. Local kid. He's from Savannah, Georgia. He's not going to the draft. He was invited by the league, and he said, nope, I'd rather my grandparents and my family be able to see me get picked, so he's staying home. I interviewed this kid, really liked him. Nolan Smith has so many of the qualities that Ryan Pace wants. And, Shay, didn't you tell me this morning that Nolan Smith was quoted as saying Chicago and Houston did the most work on him?
It was Matt Lombardo, I think, was the reporter that he said that to. He said the Bears and Eagles are the teams that have met with him more than any other team.
Can I just tell you, between you and I love Nolan Smith way more than Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
How about that?
Right.
Yeah.
This is the kid that Shay was walking down the concourse at the Indianapolis Convention Center and told a great story that this kid turned around to like 10 other Georgia. Hey, act right. We're not in Athens anymore. Right, Shay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I interviewed him. And I said, can I tell you a story? Our executive producer, Shay Norling, blah, blah, blah. And I tell him that story. He said, Coach Smart tells us we have a bullseye here in Athens, the people that want to see us fail, and more so outside of Athens. And so when we're there and we're representing the University of Georgia, we have to make sure we are taking care of our business properly. And he's the leader that does that. That's the kind of guy Ryan Poles wants as a cornerstone.
So you talk about a guy that can tackle in space and a run stuffer and can get after the quarterback. Now, you want to turn on the film and watch him. Now, you say what you want about Jalen Carter, because, I believe his upside's good. But the tangible evidence is Smith in space being able to get after the quarterback where he stands out, where he pops on the film.
Yeah, like I said to you yesterday, Paris Johnson would probably be my choice.
Yeah.
It'd be a really tough choice. Go, God, I got my left or right tackle for a decade. Or Nolan Smith, building block. He's like a Jonathan Taves leader type and a hell of a football player.
More of your phone calls coming up. What's your dream scenario tonight for the Bears? Or your nightmare scenario? Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, also on 100.3 FM, HD2.
Draft Day in the NFL, and Draft Day on your new home for everything Chicago Bears. Now back to Cap and Jay Hood, ESPN Chicago.
We'll have Alex Brown in studio with us at 9 o'clock. The great former Chicago Bears going to be with us. Great to hear from AB. He'll be in with us to talk about the draft. Because, my friends, it is draft day right here on Cap and J-Hood.
I also want to you to play the audio of Giannis Antetokounmpo, who I love. He's one of my favorite players. What a loser last night. Horrible.
As it is draft day here on ESPN 1000, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. Still to come, shot or no shot at 8 o'clock.
That's exactly right, Hoodie. We will get to the Giannis audio in about 10 minutes.
Oh, what a loser last night. Horrible. Embarrassed himself.
Okay. Guess we won't get to the audio since the opinion's already out there. So
I got plenty more.
Oh, there's more than that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's why God made bathrooms. As we go to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, listening on the ESPN Chicago app, here's Jesus. On ESPN 1000. Jesus.
Hey, good morning, man. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
What's up?
All right. Doing good. I'm waiting for my barber to get my fade, my weekly fade, but he's not here yet.
What time does he usually come? How early does he usually come in?
I'm always here early. He's always about 20 minutes late and expects a good tip.
You have to adjust to that. If he's late, you don't give him the full tip. Maybe 75%. That's fair, Jesus. That's fair.
Yeah. So I would be happy with the two kids from Ohio State, the wide receiver or the tackle. But my big thing is we're trying to build. We're trying to play chess, like you said, Hoodie. What position would more likely re-sign a second contract? And I'll take the comments off air.
So there's your question there, Cap. And I would say that, especially if you get someone at nine, quality at nine, you would imagine that they'll have a second contract in place. It better be. You better be able to have a guy that's a rookie say, you know what, he's played his way to a second contract. Otherwise, then what's the point of the draft pick? It better be good.
But sometimes injury steps in.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that the pick wasn't right on the surface. Like the pick that Ryan Pace made of Kevin White, when you dove back into it, he didn't know the route tree. He had a lot of other issues. That's a problem. The pick of Mitchell Trubisky when he didn't even meet with Deshaun Watson or have dinner with him or go to the level he did with Mitch or with Mahomes was flawed in its process. You can go through the whole process and get the pick you think right, and it doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. It's all about situation. Like, as you have said many times, Patrick Mahomes would be another dope with a B on his hat if we had drafted him with that regime.
You know that's true.
Right!
He'd never reach his full potential here.
Correct! Mm-hmm. We didn't have Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Andy Reid and everything else that went with it. So, yeah. You don't just drop him in. Tom Brady would have been another dope with a B on his hat and not with seven Super Bowls.
Just a bust.
Six in one city.
Just a tall dope that just could not get around. And
no Giselle.
No. All of that it'd be a different world. But that's why this is so important, Cap. Because you want to be able to be that organization. Eagles, Kansas City, New England, Seattle for many years. Same way, right? Infrastructure. A way of going about business. Could you imagine us coming in every morning talking about, well, there it is. Poles does it again. The Bears way. Bears way.
Right.
There's never been a Bears way.
Never.
That's a Sphinx. There was a Bears way back then.
When he came in, they hired him from Minnesota and gave him a small piece of the franchise. Can you imagine doing that today? Franchise is worth $5+ billion?
Yeah.
No. And it'll be $10 billion when the stadium's built. No. He came in and said, I am drafting linemen. Dennis Slick and Ted Albrecht and Jimbo Covert and Keith Van Horn. And I can keep going.
Yeah.
Until he built what became the Super Bowl team.
Bears way. I'd love to have that.
Oh, man.
Look at the Bears way. The way they do business. Look at them.
Right.
They didn't get to the Super Bowl, but my God. Look at the windows open. Look at what Poles is doing.
And that's what I believe he's trying to do. So don't outsmart yourself tonight.
Yeah, Chicago selects a receiver.
No.
Okay.
I need a cornerstone leader on the lines. Period.
In 2 minutes, it's shot or no shot on Chicago's home for sports.
I'm feisty.